And as I said, we've got Phil from the Park Protection Victorian National Parks Association section. G'day, Phil. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you, Eric?
Good. Now, you put out a release. It's rather nice for us that the Victorian National Parks Association keeps an eye on this section of the politics of Victoria, that you keep an eye on what's going on with parks. And there's...
Well, we try to.
Yeah. And there's some legislation that appeared last week in Victoria's Parliament, or this week in Victorian's Parliament, that actually is being mooted for the Great Ocean Road. Can you explain to our listeners what they're proposing?
Sure. It's more than a proposal. It's actually been going on for a couple of years. And there was some early legislation last year. But the proposal is to hand over management of the national parks along the Great Ocean Road to a separate authority, which is largely tourism-driven. So this new authority will sit above Parks Victoria's management of those parks. They'll still be managed as national parks, but we'll have actually two agencies looking after them, one sitting above, which is this new authority, and they'll be telling Parks Victoria what to do in the parks, and we're just not happy about that at all.
Yeah, so what you're really worried about is the fact that the parks protection may be at risk.
Yeah, they'll still have to follow the same law that protects the parks, so the parks will... have the regulations that, you know, that say that you have to protect the wildlife and things like that. But laws can always be interpreted. And when you've got an agency which is largely tourism-driven, it can put a bit of a spin on those laws, if you like, as to how the park's managed. And they won't have the expertise. I mean, it's all very well to say that they have to look after the flora and fauna and the threatened species and so on like that, but... you need experience and expertise to do that. The other rather strange thing about this new organisation is that it's not like Parks Victoria is funded by the government, just as other government departments are. But this organisation is to be self-funded, so it's got to sort of hoover up camping fees and things like that and try and run its organisation that way. So it's actually can be driven to... try and find ways to make money.
Ah, yes, but so that's an interesting point, because if you look at what happened at Federation Square, that was one of the arguments that was put forward for the Australian the Apple building, plonked right in the middle of the Federation Square, because it's supposed to be a self-funding management arrangement. And of course, if you put in a commercial entity like Apple into the middle of a public facility, then of course there's spin-offs in terms of money from for the management organisation, and one assumes there may be something of that kind of complexion for such a self-funded agency.
Yeah, it's a worry, and it gives that sort of thing. And the thing is that the annoying thing is that it doesn't need to be that way. There are clearly problems on the Great Ocean Road. There are heaps of tourists. There are traffic jams. There are bad toilets and all that sort of thing. But the organisation could have taken up the sort of hotchpots of little council allotments and campgrounds and things like that, and maybe improved their management there. They could have and probably should have been given control of the road itself, but they haven't been given that. So I don't know how they're going to deal with the traffic jams and so on. But they just could have then had a memorandum of understanding, just an agreement with Parks Victoria, that they would consult on solving sort of issues that are mutually related to the whole tourism thing. And that would have worked perfectly well, and it would have been a simple arrangement. But the other thing they should have done and could have done is to just increase funding to Parks Victoria anyway to manage our parks right across the state.
So what you're really saying is that the interests of Victoria Parks is going to be subordinate to this agency.
Yeah, absolutely. We have to see how it works. They hopefully will be appointing some good people to the board, or have appointed. There's actually a board has been appointed. This is a kind of second bit of legislation, as I said, that sort of details how the sort of the law, how the complexity of that sort of double bit of management works. But the it could potentially work well, but it's sort of set up in a way that is dangerous and favours the possibility of somebody that really wants to put developments into parks to allow that to happen.
So we can imagine that Port Campbell, which is vast paddocks, we can imagine some sort of hotel complex or something of that sort. Is that what you're
thinking? I really don't think that's intended at the moment, and I think under this government that wouldn't happen. But really, when you really set up laws and set up structures to manage land, you've really got to take the long term into account, and the change of government in particular could it would make it easier for them to really just do things in parks that are really unnecessary. We want developments to. Tourism development, any significant sort of accommodation and that sort of stuff, it just should be outside parks. Once you start cutting away at a park, they're struggling anyway to maintain the complex ecosystems that they protect anyway. And we've really got to be moving, particularly under climate change, which is adding all sorts of impacts to our parks. You've really got to put in, when you put in new legislation, it's really got to be strengthening legislation, not weakening legislation.
Parks Victoria controls Port Campbell National Park, Great Ocean Road National Park, Bay of Islands Coastal Park, Point Addis Marine National Park, 12 Apostles Marine National Park, and Archers Marine Sanctuary. So these are the areas that are now going to be primarily controlled by this agency.
That's right, yeah. They'll be either entirely controlled or sections, large sections of them. Great Otway National Park was the one that you missed in there, but that's all right.
It wasn't on your list. It's your fault.
It's on my list. Yeah, Great Otway. It's
sorry.
That's okay. The really odd thing, or the other odd thing about this, is that they have been given this organisation, which is designed to, it's not just to improve the way tourism works there and how the area is managed. They've been given authority over the marine parks. We just can't understand the reason why they would have added those areas as well. It's quite bizarre. Heaven knows what they want to do there, or what someone intended to do there.
That's very interesting, because and we'll follow up the actions that have been going on down near Geelong and Port Campbell over the offshore exploration for gas, which is also related, I presume, to what's going on in this legislative.
It doesn't fit into this bit of legislation. It's a different thing altogether, and it's not something that I've actually got my head around. Somebody else in their organisation.
Yeah, well, I'll follow it up, and we'll find out.
Yeah, absolutely. It's worth just definitely doing that. I might just add one more thing, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
over the last 2 years, because there's been a public consultation process on this, and we have asked people during that consultation process all the way up to the highest levels of government, and to please, what is the reason for doubling up on national park management, for having an authority over the authority that manages our national parks? We are yet to get an answer. We've been asking this question for 2 years. I just thought I'd put that there.
Does Parks Victoria expect to have job losses?
No, they've guaranteed, it's not in the law. It's very hard to have laws about who you employ, but they've been told by the minister that there will be no people losing their job, because this organisation will be contracting Parks Victoria to manage the parks. But they'll just have to do what they're told.
Yeah. So who's the minister involved?
does the environment minister Lily D'Ambrosio, but I think it's largely driven by the tourism people in Victoria here. I'm not sure that she was.
Yeah, that's okay. It's all right. I mean, the buck always stops. I know that in modern politics at the moment, you know, the buck doesn't always stop with the minister, but
I think this might be the case. But she's a good minister, but she's an overly busy minister. Lily D'Ambrosio. She's unfortunately got the whole climate thing, the energy portfolio. These are terribly important folios, and I think to expect a minister to have that as well as looking after biodiversity in Victoria and how that's affected by all sorts of things, fire, by visitor management, and just the whole thing. It's a huge portfolio, and I think it probably should be broken up.
Victorian National Parks Association wants people to do what about this?
I think the best thing to do would be just to write to the minister and say that
concerned.
You're not happy with this. Yeah.
Yeah.
That the Parks Victoria should maintain responsibility for park management. That this is a really unfortunate precedent. It could be a precedent that applied to other parks in Victoria. And that our national park should be properly funded with the proper body managing them.
Mm. Thanks for talking to us today, Phil.
No, thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks. Ciao.